This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! All right, let's rock it. As you may have heard us a couple of seconds ago, Michaela just spent the entire weekend at Disneyland. It may have been the greatest weekend of her life.
It was.
It looked like it.
So fun. Her first, man. Well, what's great about it is also it's your first, we're sending you to Disney.
Yes.
Disneyland and Disney California Adventure.
Yeah.
And the mouse is hosting you, and it's a beautiful thing.
It was absolutely incredible. I will say there's nothing like the fireworks show. It's will always get me. It will always make me cry. It was the perfect weather. It was an amazing weekend.
Oh, yeah. And we want you to experience it. So you got to get a little preview of Pixar Fest.
Listen, I did a preview. The food, the snacks are absolutely incredible. But I really like how much engagement there is for you and your kids. You got to see all of the characters. There was a bunch of, it's so funny how social media is such a thing now, because there was a ton of spots for the families to take photos.
Sure.
That will be so sweet. You'll have forever. Everything was super organized, which was awesome.
I've said it for years. When you're a kid, you just flip out because it's Disney.
Totally.
Right? When you're an adult, you walk around and you go, how do they pull this off? How
are they able? It's all me and Lisa kept saying, how do they do it?
Yeah. How do they do it? I'm constantly amazed.
Yeah.
So, my friends, Adrian, good weekend?
Yes, absolutely.
Anything notable?
Nope. Just spending time with the fam.
Talk to me right now about the RJ's Academic Excellence Awards, which was great.
Yesterday.
That was fun. But then talk to me about Saturday night. A meeting of literally, I laughed about this. I said it was a meeting of the Vegas Secret Society.
Oh,
it was a, it was a meeting of the Vegas Illuminati.
Oh, and you got to go? That's exciting.
I was the host.
Oh my God, Chet.
Did I not tell you about this thing?
I don't think you did.
So Frankfurtita the Fourth, Frankie.
Yeah. Oh.
And Frankie. His yeah, Frankie.
Love it.
And his college buddy Landon. They went to USC together, and now they've come back home. And did they call each other and go, "Yo, man, let's go crush beers this weekend," you know, or whatever? Well, maybe they did that too. But what they did do is they decided to form a new charity called the Easy Day Foundation to benefit veterans.
Man. Oh, and, that's amazing.
And in about 2 hours, we raised $1.2 million. Wow. Thank you very much.
$1.2 million. Chet, is that a record for you? That's a lot of money.
It's in the neighborhood. But wow. Literally with 150 people in the room.
In 2 hours.
And we raised $1.2 million.
Oh, my God. Was the energy just on fire?
Yeah, it was good. No, it was cool. Everybody understood the assignment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right.
Nice.
Away. And God bless them. They just handed me the keys. I'd like to apologize once again to TJ, the teleprompter operator, for never being on script the entire night.
Good.
It was awesome.
Chet, that sounds amazing.
It was fun.
It's really cool. And you can't do enough for vets, man. That's awesome.
Thank you. That's what I said.
Yeah.
And because they're partnering with the names, you know, USO, Folded Flag.
Absolutely.
Boot Campaign. They're partnered with them. UNLV.
Yeah.
There are initial partners. And that's what I said. And those are great organizations.
Yeah.
We can do more.
Always.
And we can do better. So, that was awesome. Let's play high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. Your first official high-low.
Woohoo!
The high number is?
050.
She's on it. The low number is?
001.
The phone number is?
702-364-9898.
The number that they want to tell us is, don't say that. I'll lead you down the path. I'll try to catch you in a moment of weakness.
Don't Ron Burgundy me. I'll just say whatever you tell me.
I was only, I got Kayla to do it, I think, twice. Once I remember clearly, and I think there might have been one other time.
Yeah, but that's how you razz me in.
Hey, let's get started. High low, I want to go to Disneyland right now. Caller number 25, Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Here's the other thing that I'll tell you, Mikayla.
Okay.
High low, I want to go to Disneyland. It'll bring them all out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
It'll bring them all out of the woodwork. The ones that we haven't talked to in forever. You know?
Uh-huh. They do it for the mouse.
Adrian, who is our contestant, please?
Serena Serrano.
What a great name.
Raiders headquarters.
Thank you.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
I knew you'd pop up eventually. I knew you'd show up.
I'm here.
That's right. And what is the title that I have bestowed upon you? You know this.
I have your favorite name.
That's right.
Yeah. It's a good name.
She knows Serena Serrano. It's my favorite name. So, high low, I want to go to Disneyland. It's a brand new game, so we appreciate you taking one for the team.
Woo!
Let's
98.5 KLQC.
Make it official.
Ooh.
The high number is
050.
The low number is
001.
Serena Serrano from over there in Raiders HQ land.
Yes.
What number are you guessing to start us out?
27.
027, you say?
Yep.
027, final answer?
Yes.
I mean, it's not unprecedented that we wouldn't have somebody guess it right out of the chute. That'd be weird, but, you know.
Nope, too high.
Aww. But you know what? Again, a grateful valley thanks you for your service. We appreciate you. And you've been good? Everything's good? Serena, you've been good? Everything's good?
Yeah, everything's good. Everything's great.
All right, then. Why don't we meet back here about 7 and we'll play again, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Bye, Serena.
Wow. We're off and running.
Okay, it's very exciting.
It's another high-low. I want to go to Disneyland, and your next chance to play is coming up at 7.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Did you ever buy stuff off of Wish?
Yeah, for no other reason. No, not Wish, but I love those websites and I use them a lot.
Like the Temu and the Shine.
Oh, Sheen.
Sheen, shine.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell I'm not a... Well, I get the idea. It was the first thing I thought of when I saw this story. The Department of Homeland Security investigating the Akron, Ohio Police Department. Apparently, they bought fake Chinese body armor.
Oh, no.
My guess is they got a sweet deal. Sweet deal.
Yeah, the prices are good.
The armor, apparently... And so we were just talking about this off the air, too. And I said, how can you buy that stuff?
Yeah, because if it's not good, it's so cheap. Doesn't matter. Not
yeah, you're like,
money.
It's $2. What do I care?
Who cares?
I'll take that gamble.
Yeah.
And if it's awesome, I got it for $2.
And it usually is.
Okay. Maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way. The armor that the Akron Police Department bought from China apparently did not meet the National Institute of Justice standards.
You don't say.
We were notified. But yeah, well, when you saw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the label, should have saved that for the end. That would have been a good punchline out. We were notified by the Department of Homeland Security that the plates that we had were some of those plates that were found to be counterfeit. And so, as a result of that, we need to replace them. They have approved a request for $52,000 now to replace 40 plates for the SWAT team. No word on how much money they spent originally.
Yeah, but is the Akron Police Department that hard up? They got to go to...
Everybody's with? Looking for a deal. Everybody's,
yeah,
you know.
All right, you know, they go,
hey,
right.
Look, there's some guy that was his job, and he went, they're going to be so happy.
Yeah,
I'm going to come in under budget. It's going to be great. And then they get the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, it's your Monday morning. Good feeling stories of the day. A good way to start.
Yeah, it is.
You know, the love, low positivity. It's a good thing. Oh, and more high-low. I want to go to Disneyland in just a minute. Okay? This first. Everybody's talking about tipping. Okay? And generally, it's not good. This one. A Starbucks worker in Little Rock, Arkansas, named Courtney Crawford, posted a video after a customer left her a note thanking her for being the only, quote unquote, genuinely kind person that she had met in a while.
Oh.
Pays to be nice, people. The video blew up on TikTok last week because, along with the note, the woman left a $200 tip.
Wow.
Now, here's the real kicker on this one. Courtney really needed that $200. Her mom had passed away recently. And she wasn't even able to afford an urn for her mother's ashes. So now she could, and just in time for Mother's Day. I should have warned you that you would need Kleenex this morning. I'm really sorry.
A warning would have been nice.
I know. I'm bad host. People Magazine just did a follow-up this week because Courtney's trying to track this woman down. And who knows? She could be hiding out in Vegas. So that's why I'm telling you the story.
Oh, she didn't even know the woman. Doesn't know who it is.
Nope. And was just being nice and letting her Courtney wash all over everybody and just being a good person. So that's really, and we could stop right there. You know what I mean? We should stop right there and that'd be enough. But no,
there's more.
A little tiny taco stand in Mexico City just got a Michelin star. Y'all know everybody's got their little hole-in-the-wall taco place that's just the greatest ever.
Oh, yeah.
These guys just got their Michelin star. The whole place is just 10 feet by 10 feet. The chef has been there 20 years. They say the secret is they just keep it simple. A tortilla with salsa and really good meat.
Come on.
And another key is how hot the grill is. 680 degrees, that sounds like a lot. I don't know nothing about none of that. But 680s, yes. Michelin chefs get to wear a special long sleeve white jacket. but this guy won't put his on when they gave it to him. He said he'd be way too hot in it.
Oh, my God.
I love this.
I love that a taco stand has a Michelin star.
That
like, I would never think.
Somebody found them and said, yes, we need to go put them through the process. I love it. It's fantastic. Somebody should make a movie. I know we got a bunch of those movies out there, and generally they're all just,
yeah, but this would be pretty cool.
It'd be pretty good. Maybe Bradley Cooper gets another shot.
Okay, wait. So no mice and jackets?
Wait. Bradley Cooper dressed as a mouse. Chef jacket. Maybe we have a little workshop after the show. We work out some ideas. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, where is she? Right there. Hi, Tara.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How was your weekend? Oh, wait, that's part of the survey. Hang on a second. Don't answer that yet. Hey, Tara.
Okay.
What was the absolute part of your weekend? Absolute best part of your weekend?
I was with my daughter watching her softball tournament in St. George, Utah.
No. I said, what's the best part of your week? I said,
Trinity Girls Weekend with my daughter.
Not that you were stuck in St. George with a... God, how many more games do we have?
Oh, my God. We have this upcoming weekend, and then we have a five-day tournament in June.
No, but I mean, like, this weekend, you were like... How many games have we played, and how many more do we have to go? And then we have, then we have to drive all the way back to Los Angeles. Oh my God. Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, yeah. I'm tired.
I'm glad you liked it.
Sounds
amazing. I was reading a thing over the weekend about how most people come up with their best ideas in bed.
Oh.
That's not me. I sleep, and then I get up. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I don't wait. 33% of American workers have had good work-related ideas in bed. Where do your best ideas come from?
While I'm working out, probably.
Yeah.
Where did I see that? 14% had creativity strike at the gym. Good for you working out.
That's right.
Michaela Gordon, where do you get your best ideas?
The shower.
I'm a shower thinker.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. The best ideas.
We're twins.
It's the only reason I wash my hair.
Adrian, where do you just to get the ideas? Where do you get your? And I'm a car thinker, big time. Big time car thinker. Where do you get your best ideas?
I'm going to say the porch.
Really? Oh.
Yep.
I love that. Do you go out with a beverage?
Looking at the sky. A beverage or light other
one up?
Things?
Yeah, you light one up?
Absolutely. God bless.
Oh, no. A lot of the world's problems have been solved, but then when it comes time, you know, later, you can't remember you can't remember what it was.
You forget.
All right, such a good idea, bro. Yeah, do you remember what we were talking? You just start writing that stuff down. You
know what exactly. I mean?
Be like my dude. He was what they call a producer in our business. He did production.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like when you hear stuff like this, hang on a second, I got to turn that off.
Getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
You know, he makes stuff like that. And he's got all the zips and zaps and stuff. This dude would drop acid and go up in the mountains and then record sounds into, it was a trip, man. And he would record sounds into a recorder. And then he would come back to the studio after he was done on his walkabout or whatever the hell this was. And then he would come back and try to recreate the sounds.
Did he?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He's pretty good at it. This is just a little side story. I thought there. Would you rather be 5 times richer, 5 times smarter, or 5 times hotter?
I would rather be 5 times richer because then I can use that money to get hotter.
I'm kind of pretty close on that. Would you rather be five times richer, smarter, or hotter?
Rather be smarter so that I could use my brain to get money and then use the money to get hot, baby.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. What did you say?
Smarter.
Same philosophy.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. There's a reason why I'm on the radio and not TV, so I'd rather be 5 times hotter.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
KLUC.
I gotta be honest, Tara. If I was 5 times hotter, nobody would care how smart I was.
Huh.
Then I'd use my hotness to get rich. See?
What's up?
It's all just in how you look at it. All right, we'll see you at Nick Swartzen. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, pal. Hang on 1 second. Okay, I did that. And see, me need be 5 times smarter because I miscalculated on high low. I want to go to Disneyland. High number is?
It's 027.
Yeah, and the low number is?
007.
Right. And a minute ago, I said it was 118 shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1 in 19 shot.
Man.
So I'm a little rusty. I know the math ain't mathin'. But we got it now. A 1 in 19 shot, and you might be coming into this for the first time. So your chance to win is already that much closer, and it's coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, I know we're late. We'll go. Hi, Lo. I want to go to Disneyland. Coming up in just a minute. People start getting really pushy.
Yeah, I understand. They want to win.
Very excited. A 4-pack of 2-day, one park per day passes to celebrate Pixar Fest at Disneyland could be yours in just moments. Michaela spent the weekend checking it all out, doing a little advanced scout.
Yes,
for the Chet Buchanan Show. What of this? So we all know fireworks, duh.
Incredible.
You loved the parades, duh. But you really loved the...
One in particular, the Better Together Parade.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's at California Adventure. It had the most colorful floats, but it also had Turning Red. It had Joe from Soul. It was all of your favorite characters.
You've mentioned this Joe from Soul a couple of times.
I love the movie Soul. I love Joe. You actually can experience him as well. He's one of the characters that you can interact with, maybe play a little piano with. It's so interactive.
Ooh. Does everybody get to play piano, or did you just rush the stage?
I may have rushed the stage, okay? Yeah. But I did it for the Chet Buchanan Show.
So here's my real question. How did you end up on stage with Joe from Soul? Because my guess is he's supposed to be performing and it's supposed to just be him. My guess is, hey, everybody, just come up and get your grubby paws all over his keyboard. You know, and so
there was some investigative work and I got the job done. He was on a break and I said, hey, man, this is really awesome. Can I just sit with you for a second? And he said, yeah, but that's the great thing about Disney and these Pixar events, it's not weird. It's so they make you feel like you know them. So, you're your friends.
If you're a cute girl and you've been on American Idol, you can go up on stage and play keyboards with Joe from Soul. Everybody else, probably, you know. I don't know.
I bet next gig.
I bet if your kid said, hey, Joe, I know Heart and Soul. Is that what you did? I didn't.
Yes.
Here's what's so funny.
Yes.
She posted the video of this. I didn't watch it yet. Every time I came across it, I didn't have time. So is that really what you did?
It really is. We played it together, Heart and Soul.
Adorable.
It was awesome. All right. But you had a really amazing weekend too.
Oh, yeah. We've got to get to high low. But yeah, thank you. It was like a meeting of the Vegas Illuminati.
A big deal.
They put 150 people in a room. Frankie Fertitta and his buddy Landon Goulet, they're college pals, mm-hmm. right? I'm wearing the shirt today.
Yeah.
Started a new charity called the Easy Day Foundation. And we kicked that sucker off with $1.2 million raised.
Yeah. $1.2 million.
It was dope. It was a lot of fun. And I was so honored and grateful to be there and to host the, if they asked me to host the event and to lead the charge on the raising of the money.
Yeah.
And much love to TJ, our prompter operator, JT, anyway, our prompter operator, who is a very patient man, because I didn't follow that script all night. Much like now.
Well, listen.
I didn't follow that script at all. We got to go. Listen, what?
Good work for the veterans. I just wanted to say that. It was so important. Thank you. Cool.
And much love to everybody at the RJ's Academic Excellence Awards yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You rocked it.
It was quite the weekend. All right, let's go. You hear the music. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25 right now for High Low. I want to go to Disneyland. 4-2-day, one park per day. Tickets to celebrate Pixar Fest at Disneyland Resort. It's a 1-in-19 shot right now. High number is?
027.
Low number is?
007.
Phone number is?
702-364-9898.
The number you want to guess is?
Don't you do this to me.
You don't even know it, though, do you?
Thank God for that.
And that's why. That's why right there. If you think you know it, or even if you don't, just call and take a shot at it. Hello, I want to go to Disneyland right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I am reasonably certain I could not love this any more than I do.
Same.
You're kidding me. So, Jackie, so Adrian said that I have to ask you what part of town you're from.
I'm from Sunrise Manor.
And what about it?
Hello. We've been having some champions on that side. So
that's right.
I'm from the city of champions. I was told you said. So for everybody who doesn't get that, we play a game called Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, and we pit people in different neighborhoods against each other in silly trivia questions and whatnot.
Yeah.
And right now, Sunrise Manor is leading the way with 7 victories. To Hendertucky's 6. Centennial Hills, West Las Vegas, Green Valley Ranch, and Santa Fe have 2. OG Summerlin, which took the L today.
Oh, big time.
OG Summerlin and the Pueblos have 1 victory apiece. The City of Champions.
Hey.
Sunrise Manor. I love it. That's amazing. So, and now here you are playing high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. We should probably just get right into it.
98.5.
That's it.
The high number, Michaela Gordon, is?
027.
The low number is?
007.
Jackie Martinez from the City of Champions, Sunrise Manor. It's a 1 in 19 shot. We're getting down to it. What number do you think it is?
Let's go with lucky 13.
013.
Yes.
To be exact. Lucky 13. 013. It would make sense that would be the number that would start, right? Like if you were thinking it through. No. I believe these numbers are randomly generated.
Yeah.
I don't even know where they come from. They just show up.
Right.
I just play the game. 013.
Nope. Too low.
Oh, no.
Oh. In an odd twist of fate, it is now a 1 in 013 chance for you to win. It's a 1 in 13 chance for you to win now, if my math is correct. And we got one more shot to play today coming up at 9 o'clock, all right? She don't care. She's done.
She's talking. Like, I'm out of here.
I think that music was a little overpowering in her ear hole. We'll play again at 9, Jackie. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, pal. A very special edition of Relationship Rehab. We're putting it on hold for the day. In light of the video that came out with Diddy, and I don't want to make this a big, heavy thing, but I don't think we can let this just go by the wayside.
Yeah.
We were all obvious.
Yeah.
We were all just disgusted, sick to our stomachs with the Diddy video and his subsequent, I hesitate to call it an apology, but we felt like we had to do something. And so reached out. I am a huge fan of Liz Ortenberger. She's the CEO of Safe Nest, and we're just going to have her on, and because she knows way more about this than we do. Mm-hmm. What can you do if you're in this spot? And how can we all help?
Yeah, of course.
You know, in that case, for me personally, I was like, I don't know anybody that's in that spot that I know of.
Right.
But if I did, I'd sure want to know what to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we'll jump into that. And again, I don't want to make it, it's the last day of school. Everybody's heading home from EDC. Memorial Day is coming up this weekend. It's the first day when graduations really kick in.
Right.
Really kick in. So we're not trying to be a bummer.
No. But to a point that you made, what have we not seen thanks to that video? Like, what else was happening?
Right.
And I think it's an important conversation.
Yeah. But I don't want it to be a downer. Okay. But we're gonna get into it next.
Hey. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, Michaela, I can't wait for you to meet my friend Liz. She is a force of nature in this town. She's the CEO of Safe Nest. Liz Ortenberger, thank you so much for coming on this morning. We really appreciate the time. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me and covering this important topic.
Well, and we all went sideways on Friday when the video surfaced from 2016 of Diddy and Cassie, who, by the way, she's filed a civil suit last fall.
Yeah.
For domestic abuse and all of these other things. Mm-hmm. And then now, and there'd always been the rumors. And then now we get to see him chasing her down the hall in a towel and
so hard to watch,
beating the snot out of her. And I can't even imagine what happened that we didn't see.
Right.
So my question to you, and you're the expert, you were the first person I thought of, and truly the only person I thought of. What can somebody who's in this spot, what can they do?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, to bring this down, we see a lot, not a lot, but enough of this sort of celebrity, high dollar domestic violence that it sort of desensitizes us to the reality that women living at and below the poverty line are five times more likely to be victims of abuse. So when we look at this in the context of Clark County, where we had 56 domestic violence homicides last year and over 20,000 cases hitting our court system, it's at epidemic levels here. But to take the listeners down, imagine the complexities if they shared children together, or if there were no financial resources for her to leave and go to another hotel or even get an Uber or go to another place or find safety. And that is what we deal with on a daily basis in Clark County and certainly at SafeNest. And so the most important resource for anyone, so that what I'd like to tell folks is if you are being strangled as part of your domestic violence abuse, so that is hands around the neck, any blockage of the airway, any suffocation, you are on a trajectory to homicide. So you need to get in touch with SafeNest, and you can do that. I will give the number 702-646-4981, which you can call or text. And my advocates will start to walk through a safety plan. Doesn't mean you're leaving today. Doesn't mean you're doing anything you don't want to do. What we do is put survivors in the driver's seat of their experience and start to navigate the realities of their environment and how do we get you out of that environment and to safety. And so that's sort of like where we start, right? And so if you're not being strangled as part of your abuse, but there's a gun in the home, you are also on a trajectory, slightly less from the strangulation, but on a trajectory to homicide. So the things that we talk about are getting a lockbox for the gun. Where's the ammunition? Can you put the ammunition separate from the weapon? Are you still safe in those circumstances? And then we start working with our survivors on that plan of exit, or for some of our survivors for whom the deadly weapon or the lethality indicators aren't at that level, okay, maybe you're choosing to stay, or your environment, your circumstances mean that you are going to stay, then how can we make it safe for you in that home? And what are some things that we can do? And those are some basic things, like if it's an abusive episode, don't go into a bathroom, stay out of the kitchen where there are hard surfaces and weapons, to the much more like, where have you gone to get safe before? Is that mom's house? Okay, is mom's house safe? Can you exit to that location? So there are like a myriad of solutions for survivors experiencing this, but survivors need to choose their path.
I want to repeat that phone number a minute ago. Was it 702-646-4981?
You got it. Yep. You can call or text that number, or you can go to safenest.org and open up a private chat with our advocates as well.
Liz Ortenberger is the CEO. She knows what she's talking about.
Hey, Liz, just to Chet's point, I know Cassie did try to sue and it was past statute of limitations and they were unable to do anything. I think that's why people need SafeNest so deeply.
She's able to, she's filed the civil suit and that's okay. The cops can't go get him because of the statute of limitations.
Right, right. So we need you, Liz. I want to know your thoughts on Diddy's apology video that he put out.
She's making air quotes.
Yeah, because call it that.
Apology.
Yeah, yeah. Because he seemed to apologize to everybody. But the victim, who is Cassie, what were your thoughts when you saw it?
So, are my thoughts. We also work with abusers. And in order for this cycle to end, it's got to end with P. Diddy, right? Because the reality is that Cassie is a victim in his web. She didn't create the abuse. He created the abuse. And with her leaving and women coming in, as we're seeing in other alleged behavior by him, there is a pattern of violence here. So until he decides to stop violence, which is absolutely 100% a choice, and until he decides to stop, he's a violent individual. So his fakeology, which is what I heard somebody else refer to it before, it seemed like, you know, a stunt. And he may in the moment feel very apologetic. We work with our abusers on this all the time. In that moment, he may be feeling remorse. He needs classes and mental health support
to work towards a violent future. And he, at the core, has divorced himself from the idea that he has dominion, a thought process that mirrors him not being violent. And that's what I would have, every time an abuser comes out who has denied, then we see a video, then it's like, oh, I'm so remorseful. What I want to hear from them is, what gift can they give the generation of young boys, and in Diddy's case, young black boys who may be growing up in violent circumstances and are likely to repeat that? He could do so much in the space right now if he took ownership of his behavior in a way that he was not going to allow it to continue, and he got help, and then he invested in young men, particularly young men growing up in violent households, and made a real legacy of change. That could be his legacy if he truly wanted to change. A 15-second Instagram is not going to do it.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks so much for the time. Thank you for what you do today and every single day. Just please, if there's ever anything we can do, will you call us first?
Yes.
Please?
Absolutely. Right. Thank you very much for covering the story. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Liz.
We'll see you. Liz Ortenberger is the Safe Nest CEO. And no, she's right. Diddy, that's what he missed. You got to apologize to Cassie.
Yes.
Specifically.
Yeah.
B, appreciate the fact that you say that you've been to therapy. Appreciate the fact that you're so sorry. But what are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about it moving forward? There's a really solid point she made, especially if it's Diddy. Look, we can't all go out and start foundations.
But
Diddy, Diddy could have gone, listen, would it have changed for you? And I don't want to spend all day on this, but would it have changed for you, Michaela, if Diddy would have said, I'm sorry, to Cassie?
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is that has a lot to do with his lawyers said, you could say everything up to this point because they do have a civil suit.
Right.
So.
It wouldn't have changed for me.
What if he would have said, and today I'm $1 million toward starting a foundation, da da da, or I'm giving $1 million to places like Safe Nest.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have changed for me, no. No, because he denied it up until now.
Right.
And
then now you got caught.
You got caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, we could do that. We could do this all day. It's not really what we do, but it was important
to us.
So thank you for your patience and thank you for hanging out. Another shot at Hilo. I want to go to Disneyland. A 1 in 13 shot coming up at 9 o'clock. Hang on.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay. You know how much I love world records, right? And just because we're playing high low doesn't mean we're not going to go fill in the blank. Of course we have to. The world record for the largest gathering of people dressed as
clowns,
dinosaurs.
Oh,
was absolutely shattered at an event in
Pittsburgh,
Canada last month. But sadly, it won't count. Because
they're extinct.
True. Can't argue with you there.
Thank you.
That's factually accurate.
Thank you.
No. The record. Good one. Yeah. Monday.
It's Monday. Can I just have that?
What are you going to do?
All right.
Can't always be funny. Until it is, until it's even funnier because of, sure.
Thank you.
Sadly, gotta pull it together. Sadly, it won't count. The world record for the largest gathering of most people dressed as dinosaurs in Canada. Too many people showed up.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, God.
Thousands of Canadians in what sort of dinosaur?
In a T-Rex.
Of course they were. Of course they were. What else are you going to be? Brontosaurus?
No.
I don't think so.
Pterodactyl?
Yeah. Tunicima. Well,
okay,
no,
cool.
Solid.
No,
that's a
cool.
Solid second choice. Pterodactyl costumes would be pretty. Oh, yeah. I can see that. But the wings, you wouldn't be able to get as many people in because
right.
You got the wings and everything.
Yeah.
And the T-Rex costumes, you know, all those
ones.
That's great. So thousands of Canadians in T-Rex costumes descended on the small town of Drumheller, which is about 70 miles northeast of
Toronto.
Calgary.
Oh.
Which, by the way, that's the middle of nowhere. On the way to Edmonton. Got to stop off in Red Deer. Don't ask me why I know all of that.
Wow.
The tourism board organized it and said they were trying to beat the fairly lame record of how many dinosaurs?
500.
252 dinosaurs. That record was set in what city?
In Los Angeles.
Los Angeles!
Oh, because they do weird stuff. Because they do weird stuff. And I lived in LA, I can say it.
And they did that in 2019 when you were there. Yeah. Maybe you just subliminally knew it.
I missed it?
That's true. Could have been 253.
Oh, man.
254, because you'd have made Lisa go. That's awesome. You'd have made your fiance dress up.
That's right.
Like, are you serious? This thing's hot. I can't breathe in here.
Totally.
It's got a fan to hold it up, though. So the Canadian one, okay, remember, the other record was 252. The Canadian one, they estimate that how many T-Rexes showed up for theirs?
2,500.
6,000.
Oh my God.
That's the problem. They only have an estimate because they were not prepared to count that many people.
Wow.
So they were doing the official count by handing out...
tickets.
Wristbands. But they only had...
a limited amount.
Yeah.
1,000.
Yes. As you might imagine. As you might imagine, there was only a limited amount. Yes. That's so great. That's such a bailout.
Yeah.
This is so funny today. I don't know why. They only had 3,000 of the stupid...
Okay.
Which, by the way, because if they went, okay... Yeah, the old record's 252. We're going to crush this thing. 3,000.
Yeah.
No, we'll never get more than that. Doubled it. That would have been fine. They could have settled for the 3,000. But there were a bunch of T-Rexes with wristbands. Let that sink into your brain. That were seen doing what? T-Rexes in wristbands?
They were dancing.
Well, they left the event too early.
Oh.
So... to break the record, and who knew this was the rule, they all needed to blank in one spot for a full blank.
Stand in one spot for 2 minutes.
A full minute.
Oh, man.
And that didn't happen.
And they didn't.
The tourist board announced the sad news on Facebook, but said, don't worry, they're going to make it an annual thing. And next year, they'll be... ready.
Ready.
Yeah, they will. Oh, no, man.
But also, can you imagine, Chet, the roads? Just a bunch of T-Rexes driving to this event on the freeway.
Oh, I want to go.
I want to go.
I desperately want to do. It's fill in the blank. We got to go.
In the morning.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I find this incredibly odd. Have you ever had to take a drug test?
Oh God, no.
In our world, and in the stuff that we do, yeah, you would think the fun haters at Odyssey—that'd be something this company would do. You gotta take a drug test.
Random.
But why? Just because we think you should? And it's like, you know, wait, but don't you want us on drugs?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, don't.
It makes us more funny.
Don't you? Doesn't this seem like the type of industry? We're not.
Yeah.
And maybe we should, but I don't know. But I find this interesting, and I know there are a lot of places that do this. Quest Diagnostics are reported. They're the drug test people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A 633% rise in swapped out drug tests in 2023. So if you're doubling it, if 100% is double, it's six times and then some. Six and a third times.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Which, of course, more people are trying to cheat on their drug test. Well, you know what? When you got the legal weed in states.
That's what I'm saying. Where do we draw the line?
Drugs.
Fair.
For a lot of companies, that's actually where the line is for them.
Hear that.
Last year. Of the 5.5 million drug tests collected from the American workforce, 31,000 of them showed signs of being tampered with. Well, 31,000 out of 5.5 million doesn't seem like a lot.
No, that's not too bad.
That just seems like we're finally figuring out how to do stuff.
Yeah.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like good old-fashioned American ingenuity. We're back, people! Woo! We're back! America, we're figuring out ways to get stuff done again. Yeah. God bless America.
Oh, what a shifty.
Yeah, whatever we got to do, we're a get stuff done country, people. Yes, I love this story.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. And look, we don't do politics on this show. But this was put in front of me, and some I'm going to tell you about it. Russia controls 40% of the world's uranium conversion and 46% of the uranium enrichment capacity. That sounds like a Marvel movie, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like something? Yeah. That's basically, those are essential steps in producing nuclear fuel. And Russia controls 40% of it. And honestly, if you dig a little deeper, it's pretty much why they're in Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
Also.
Okay.
Just saying. It's just there. You do with that whatever you will.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. The word mafia is never used in The Godfather. Never
once.
Oh, my
God.
And there are those of a certain, possibly members of your family.
Uh-huh, but we would never say that.
Yeah, with your Italian-Mexican flag in your lower back region.
God, really messed that one up.
The other day when we were filming the commercial, somebody else saw it, and they went, is she Mexican?
Stop it right now.
And I said,
this is my life, Chad.
And I said, nope.
I have been representing an ethnicity that does not belong to me for 20 years. Why stop now?
She went to get an Italian flag tattoo, a stamp, if you will. and was it the tattoo artist that screwed it up?
Nope.
Michaela said, here, put this.
That's right.
In this place.
Yep, that was self-made, baby.
It's awesome. Anyway, the reason mafia is never used in The Godfather, it's part of a deal the producers made with the actual mafia to get their support, to get their support for production. It was we'll help you. Yeah, we won't mess with you, but you can't say this.
Oh, man. Okay. Fair.
And Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
Columbus, Ohio. We all know that now, right?
Totally, yeah.
But when they first started in the 80s, they used a fake address in London so they looked more luxurious.
Kind of smart.
Yeah, it really was.
You actually can't be mad at that.
Probably just like a post office box.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right, that's more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Mondays are hard enough, don't you think? I, like many casino workers, am taking the rest of the day off.
Yeah, you
on Mondays. My wife always had Sunday, Monday forever when she worked in the casino, Sunday, Monday. So today, I believe I've done enough. This is all I'm doing. And if you want to find me the rest of the day, I'll be napping.
Yeah.
Follow me on social media at Chet Buchanan,
at Heavyweight Radio,
at Michaela Gordon.
Wait, what are you doing the rest of the day?
I think I'm going to join you in napping. We've been working hard.
Do you want to cuddle? I get to be outside spoon. Aww. Just so you know, I'm outside spoon.
Cute. I never get to wear the small spoon anyway.
And then, today you do, brother. Today you do. That took a turn, didn't it, now? And follow Michaela.
Yeah, you can come see me tonight at Fountain Blue. I'll be singing inside Nowhere Lounge starting at 8 p.m.
And did you already say where they can follow you?
Yes, I did, but in case you missed it, Michaela Gordon. Yeah, and if you're looking for a day night like Chet and Adrian, just come and see me.
Well, because I always spell then for you, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, because I guarantee you, she ain't on the Instagrams. I can't find her. Well, you got to spell it a little funny with that. And you can always follow the radio station at 985 KLUC. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. And look, we don't do politics on this show. But this was put in front of me, and so I'm going to tell you about it. Russia controls 40% of the world's uranium conversion and 46% of the uranium enrichment capacity. That sounds like a Marvel movie, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like something? Yeah. That's basically, those are essential steps in producing nuclear fuel. And Russia controls 40% of it. And honestly, if you dig a little deeper, it's pretty much why they're in Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
Also.
Okay.
Just saying. It's just there. You do with that whatever you will.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. The word mafia is never used in The Godfather. Never
once. Oh, my God.
And there are those of a certain... Oh, possibly members of your family.
Uh-huh, but we would never say that.
Yeah, so with your Italian Mexican flag in your lower back region.
God. Really messed that one up.
The other day when we were filming the commercial, somebody else saw it and they went, "I didn't, is she Mexican?"
Stop it right now.
And I said,
this is
nope.
My life, Chet.
And I said, nope.
I have been representing an ethnicity that does not belong to me for 20 years. Why stop now?
She went to get an Italian flag tattoo, a stamp, if you will. and was it the tattoo artist that screwed it up?
Nope.
Michaela said, here, put this.
That's right.
In this place.
Yep, that was self-made, baby.
It's awesome. Anyway, the reason mafia is never used in The Godfather, it's part of a deal the producers made with the actual mafia to get their support, to get their support for production. It was we'll help you. Yeah, we won't mess with you, but you can't say this.
Oh, man. Okay. Fair.
And Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
Columbus, Ohio. We all know that now, right?
Totally, yeah.
But when they first started in the 80s, they used a fake address in London so they looked more luxurious.
Kind of smart.
Yeah, it really was.
You actually can't be mad at that.
Probably just like a post office box.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right, that's more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Mondays are hard enough, don't you think? I, like many casino workers, am taking the rest of the day off.
Yeah,
on Mondays. My wife always had Sunday Monday forever when she worked in the casino, Sunday Monday. So today I believe I've done enough. This is all I'm doing. And if you want to find me the rest of the day, I'll be napping.
Yeah.
Follow me on social media at Chet Buchanan.
At Heavyweight Radio.
At Michaela Gordon.
Wait, what are you doing the rest of the day?
I think I'm going to join you in napping. We've been working hard.
Do you want to cuddle? I get to be outside spoon. Just so you know, I'm outside spoon.
Cute. I never get to wear the small spoon anyway.
And then, well, today you do, brother. Today you do. That took a turn, didn't it, now? And follow Michaela.
Yeah, you can come see me tonight at Fountain Blue. I'll be singing inside Nowhere Lounge starting at 8 p.m.
And did you already say where they can follow you?
Yes, I did, but in case you missed it, Michaela Gordon. Yeah, and if you're looking for a date night like Chet and Adrian, just come and see me.
Well, because I always spell then for you, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, because I guarantee you, she ain't on the Instagrams. I can't find her. Well, you got to spell it a little funny with that. And you can always follow the radio station at 985-KLUC. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.